Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 9th of August, recording at 9:31 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, if you hear the din of a steel band in the background, it's because there's a full-blown annual party going on in the courtyard just outside my office. I trust it's either not audible or only a minor distraction. Okay, first a quick review of the day's action, and it was certainly dramatic. The Asian markets, though, were relatively quiet. Another new high by China. It's been doing that on an almost daily basis. And that's the China A shares. Quiet to steady performance elsewhere in Asia. The European markets sold off heavily, and that started early on with news that BNP Paribas, France's biggest bank, was suspending redemptions on three funds, although it does not appear that the bank is seriously at risk in that, or so they say. And Wall Street, and then the other big news item here on the day is that the ECB offers unlimited cash as bank lending costs soar. That's the headline of an article I'm using in my leader for the copy today. But basically, the ECB has pumped nearly 95 billion euros, that's about 130 billion US dollars, into the system to assuage a credit crunch. Now, to put that in perspective, that's almost 50% more than they pumped into the markets on September 12th, 2001, the day after the terrorist attacks in New York. So there are two ways to look at this, and the market's initial reaction is to say, oh my God, if they have to do that, the problem is bigger than we feared or hoped that it might be. And the other way to look at that is the fact that the central banks are getting involved now probably marks the beginning of the end of this problem, although it has the capacity to roil markets for a little bit longer. In terms of closures here, we had most markets in Europe down close to the 2% level, and in Wall Street, really the Dow and the S&P were closer to 3% down, with the Dow down 387 points, 44 on the S&P. And in government bonds, as you would expect, there were gains in here today, although not huge gains. And they had sold off during the rally that we saw from Monday through Wednesday, the rally in equities. So bonds still very much taking their cue from stock markets. The U.S. dollar rallied in here today. There's a theme at play that I'll explain in just a moment. The metal markets were all fairly weak today. Gold down 1340 to 661.40. And the soft commodities were down as well in here today. Okay, so what's going on and what's the theme here overall? Well, deleveraging, in a word, and I think particularly by hedge funds. Now, why would they be doing that? Well, as you know, a number of hedge funds are under pressure. And what was noticeable in today's stock market activity on Wall Street was that some of the very liquid big cap stocks, companies like GE, were hit quite hard in here. Now, this was not on profit concerns, or I certainly don't think so. This was largely because they are highly liquid stocks, and funds, particularly hedge funds, are raising cash in here prior to, as I understand it, the August 15th deadline on redemptions. Now, in other words, anybody who's redeeming or wishes to redeem or sell, in other words, their close out their investments in a particular hedge fund in the U.S. needs to give notice by the 15th of August, that's next Wednesday, and then they will get their funds, I think 45 days later, approximately at the end of September. So that factor may well keep markets under pressure over the short term. My own view is with the central banks involved, and that was pretty well inevitable and also necessary, and the degree to which the ECB was prepared to get involved today indicates that they're not going to be holding back. And that's quite right as well, because what we don't want to do is to turn a financial downdraft into a serious economic problem. And I think they have the ability to head that off. Now, where we are going to see some financial problems is where we've seen it all along and knew we would see it, and that really is in the United States, where I certainly expect growth to be slower in the third quarter and the fourth quarter of this year, and possibly beyond. But I do still maintain that this known problem is not going to push the US economy into recession. It may be a close-run thing, and the technical definition of a recession, I believe, is two consecutive quarters of economic contraction, so less than flat growth, or zero, less than zero growth. And I say I think we will see that avoided. I think this is primarily a problem for the financial markets, but clearly we will see some drop in consumer spending. I mean that's almost inevitable, and we may see some drop in business spending. Other than that, I don't think we're going to see too much of an economic reverberation at all. In other words, I don't think there's going to be enough of a slowdown in the U.S. to cause major problems for China, for instance. So that's my view, at least. Now, I think that the active involvement of the Fed and the ECB, and those are obviously the main central banks involved with this problem, the fact that they are now involved probably marks the beginning of the end, although seeing what happened in here today and knowing about those hedge fund redemptions and selling in anticipation of those coming through up until at least the 15th can weigh on markets here in the short term. Expect plenty of volatility. I think the VIX index got up to about 27 today. That's certainly higher than we've seen it in a while. If that spikes further on the upside, that would indicate a selling climax and a bottom in the markets. That's been a good indicator overall. It's getting to the level where it says we're in a latter stage of the correction overall. It is not at such an extreme level. Mind you can get there in a hurry under the right conditions or wrong conditions, whichever way you look at it. But when you start seeing the VIX up around the 35, 40, let alone 50 level, then we almost invariably have a selling climax. And I say it's not that far away. Moved up 5 today to 26.48 is the actual figure today. So again, deleveraging, people selling everything in this market where they have a little bit of liquidity. Now, this sell-off on Wall Street will impact Asia tomorrow, possibly not China, although I noticed that the Shanghai A-Share Index is getting quite close to the 5,000 level, which may represent some psychological, does represent some psychological resistance potentially. But say that market has has not been troubled by the subprime problems, and nor should it, really. And Asia is not heavily affected. I think there's some problems with Japanese banks would have some subprime loans, and possibly a few others. But in terms of the king and queen of emerging markets, and that's, of course, China and India, this is this situation doesn't affect them at all, I would say. But psychologically, investors can look at Wall Street and say, oh my goodness, the Dow is down 387 points. I'm not going to buy any more today, or I might actually sell something, and that's all it takes to cause a temporary retreat. But that section of the global economy remains pretty robust. I think the European economy remains generally firm. The commodity producing economies remain really in fine fettle. We have that well-known story of the U.S. being weaker, and as I've said, that will persist for another couple of months. We have a situation where closes below Monday's lows, or whatever the lows were over the last week or two, by indices, stock market indices, that is, would open the door to a bit of further short-term selling pressure. But I think, judging from some of the patterns on the financial shares, and this is more of a financial problem, financial company problem, than anything else, we are in the climactic stages of this sell-off. Now, I'm not here tomorrow, so Owen will be in the hot seat with the big picture long-term outlook, but I will be back in the office on Monday and Tuesday, prior to going away on my main summer holiday. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.